Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Joining me now is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. How's it going?
It's going well, sir. How's it going with you?
It's going good, although I think I'm going to run for the Senate.
Are you? Really?
Probably going to go and try to run in Arizona. I'm going to be a carpetbagger and go try to run in Arizona. Because apparently if you get out there, well, probably I will be, but I'm just going to get out and go, hi, I'm Bill Frady, radio host, running for the Senate. Because apparently if you have some other occupation and you get out there and say, I'm so-and-so, other occupation, you're qualified to be in the Senate.
Is that what you're finding? Well, Mark Kelly was an astronaut.
I know. Although a bunch of astronauts are sort of, I've seen that. I saw a bunch of astronauts coming out there saying, well, you know, he didn't really do anything special. Martha McSally got out there and fought for women's rights in the Air Force. But, oh, no, not Mark. But what do you think about what he's having to do in order to get anywhere in the race? And how tight do you think that race is? Do you think it's actually going to go the way? It seems like all of a sudden, as we are coming into the tail end, lots of question marks coming up about all the Democrats.
Well, Mr. Kelly, as your readers or your listeners probably know, is the co-founder of the Giffords gun control operation. He's married to Gabrielle Giffords. And once he decided to run for the Senate, he stopped talking about guns. And dodged pretty much every question that's ever been asked of him about it. If you look at his website, he barely mentions gun control. He says the most anodyne things about guns, saying, you know, let's keep our kids safe, let's keep our community safe, let's stop school shootings, and let's make sure that stalkers and wife beaters don't have guns, you know, things that aren't going to offend anyone. But because he's running in a state that is staunchly pro-gun. Arizona is a constitutional carry state. Arizonans love their gun rights and defend them. But he knows, he's smart enough to know that if he runs on gun control, he ain't going to do well at all. So instead, what Captain Kelly has done has been to project this all-American flyboy image and wave the flag and let everybody know what a great hero he was.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's an astronaut. Lots of guts to be an astronaut. Takes lots of training to be an astronaut. He flew, I think, in the space shuttle at least once, maybe a couple of times. I don't know. His brother's an astronaut. He's done some remarkable things. All credit to him for that. Where he doesn't get credit is for trying to conceal his other background, which is that of someone who's been working against civilian gun ownership for years and years and years.
I look at him as the modern-day Sarah Brady.
Yeah, there's a lot of obvious parallels to that.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to put it this way, but I mean, it seems like it's almost like the way he's been doing things, especially with his wife, Gabrielle. I know they trot her out there. I don't know how much they let her speak, because I don't know how good at speaking she is now.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Due to her injury. But, I mean, it's almost like, you know, it almost seems to me abusive for them to do this based upon some sort of political agenda. Because let's say something really stupid were to happen, and you and me and everybody else that does what we do right now today, we suddenly agree with Mark Kelly. We suddenly decide to agree with him, and then that's going to change his wife's condition. How?
Well, it won't. You know, he jumped on the anti-gun bandwagon,
sure,
as the relatives of many shooting victims do.
But, I mean, he's got – remember when he went out there and wanted to be a straw purchaser? He's going to buy a gun and then give it to somebody else and all this other stuff? I mean
– yeah, and he got caught. And as I remember, the retailer recognized him and wouldn't sell him the gun. If I'm remembering correctly, this had to be 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
He is a dedicated anti-gunner who's been at that game for years. Then he decided to run for the Senate, and that all stopped. And he doesn't want anybody to know about it. He doesn't want to talk about it. And he wants the average low information Arizona voter to know as little about that as possible when they make a mark flip the lever on November 3rd. But ask yourself this: is there one thing that the Democrats, Joe Biden in particular, are proposing to do if and when they're elected? And then we're talking assault weapons bans, red flag laws, one gun a month, national buyback of assault weapons.
And packing the court. And they're going to pack the court.
Packing the court. Is there one of those things that he won't vote for? And you know the answer is no. He'd be four square behind every one of those things that comes up for a vote.
Of course. Of course. I mean, that's one thing the Democrats are really good at, which is they're all down with the team effort whenever they have one to, you know, something common they can get with.
They get along when it's time.
Yeah. Yeah. They and then they close ranks when they get in there. So,
yes, they do.
I haven't been paying too much attention to that simply because, to that one, because I don't, you know, I've talked to Dean Weingarten about this. I don't understand the dynamic there, because surely to God, the people of Arizona know what this guy did prior to deciding to run for the Senate.
You know,
I'm just sitting here going, did they think because he decided to run for the Senate, he's like, you know, well, never mind. Like Gilda Radner used to do on Saturday Night Live. I was for gun control, but now I want to be your next senator of Arizona. Is this Senate seat? Is this the one John Kyle got out of, or the one Jeff Flake got out of?
I lost track because McSally, I think, was appointed to McCain's, and then she lost that seat to Sinema.
Right.
And I think when Kyle left, the governor appointed McSally to fill the vacancy, and that's what they're running for now. It got very convoluted. I think that's correct.
But I mean, they elected Sinema.
Yes, they
in
did.
Arizona. I mean, I just don't understand this. I really don't. I don't understand people, Dan. I don't. I don't get it. But
well,
I guess it was. Yeah, it, obviously
it's
it is.
Because Kelly's ahead in the polls and has been for quite a while.
But I don't believe in polls. So anyway, well, let's head to the first break. Let's head to the first break. The truthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find what Dan does. Everything we're talking about tonight is coming straight off of the front page of that website, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. More on this in just a moment. This is Lock and Load.
she would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. This next little bit was the most macabre thing I've ever seen in my life. This coming from Manuel and Patricia Oliver, whose son was killed in Parkland. And they had him digitally resurrected to give a gun control message.
Yes, they did. Yeah, I first encountered the Olivers back in 2018 when we were at the NRA convention, as we always are.
Did you actually go out there? I saw that.
Yes.
I thought about going out there and trying to interact with Alyssa Milano, but I didn't have time.
I did that, too.
Okay.
That was at a different area of downtown Dallas at the time.
Gotcha.
This was next door. I think it's the government center, City Hall, was right across the street there from the convention center, and they had a whole gun control, anti-gun sort of carnival set up there. And one of the features of this demonstration was Mr. Oliver painting a mural of sorts in front of supporters and the media. It was strange, to say the least, because when it was, and I was there for at least an hour watching him do this whole thing, and it was a picture of President Trump in what looks like a circus outfit, or a ringmaster outfit, and then there was Dana Loesch in a clown outfit holding an AR, and the message, and there were the little pictures of students running and one student with a reticle over him being targeted, and the message was, "We demand a fair game." I'm not sure really what that meant, but the Olivers seemed to have trouble with messaging, because they started this movement to try to further the cause of gun control. It's called Change the Ref, R-E-F.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, it's confusing. If you're trying to get your message across and make it simple for people to understand, that doesn't do it. But anyway, that's the first time I ran into the Olivers.
Did you actually speak with him?
I did not. He was behind the barricade doing his work, painting this thing. So, no, I did not get a chance to speak to him. I just watched the whole process and took a variety of photos. But then, yeah, on Friday, he and his wife released this animated video, which is creepily lifelike. I don't know, you know, obviously I never met or saw images of what their son looked like when he was alive, but this is apparently extremely lifelike. And they,
I was very interested in the way their son was moving, because, you know, it was sort of a, I'd really like to know if that's the way he actually moved when he, because then that would complete it all, because it is disturbing.
It is. And his son's name, or nickname, was Guac, and he gives an impassioned message for gun control. So they basically used their dead son and stuck words in his mouth, and had him preach to people to vote for gun control candidates because he can't. You know, I think the opening lines of this thing were, it's basically said, "Yo, it's me. I've been gone for 2 years and nothing's changed, bro. People are still getting killed by guns. What is that? Everybody knows it, but they don't do anything. I'm tired of waiting for somebody to fix it."
And see, that's the part of the script where I really have an issue with that, because they're thinking the thing they're throwing out there is a law would stop this. A law
right.
would stop killing.
Yes, exactly.
And that is ridiculous. In and of itself, it is ridiculous.
The shooter broke all kinds of laws that day. I don't think any more laws would have done anything to stop him.
Nope.
Their son, whose real name is Joaquin, his final message was, vote for politicians who care more about people's lives than the gun lobby's money. Vote for people not getting shot, bro. I mean, vote for me, because I can't.
Well, now, does the gun lobby, in a good year, spend as much as Bloomberg is spending to try to win Florida? Does the gun lobby spend $100 million?
I don't think it's anywhere close. I don't know what the NSSF's budget is every year, but I think it's probably a fraction.
But, I mean, is that the gun lobby, or is the NRA the gun lobby? I thought, you know.
Well, they say the NRA is the gun lobby. The NRA advocates for their members' gun rights. But technically, the National Shooting Sports Foundation is the lobby for the firearms industry. So when they talk about the gun lobby, everybody likes to say the NRA is the gun lobby. The NRA is not the gun lobby, technically.
Right.
The NSSF is the gun lobby.
Well, I just looked at this whole ditty in its entirety, and I can't imagine losing a child to violence.
No, I'm sure it's horrible, and I wouldn't wish what the Olivers have gone through on anyone.
But by the same token, one of two things would happen with me if I lost a child to violence. I would probably, if they didn't catch the person that did it, I'd probably sell everything I own and go hunting, which I would never get anywhere with that. You know, it'd be one of those things, a vendetta of mine that I would just, it would never get anywhere. Because if the cops can't find them, how am I going to find them? Or I would try to come to peace with it, simply because there is no closure for that.
No,
as far as I in any way. So.
No, and some people apparently, like the Olivers, find closure or find some sort of purpose in working exactly in leading a crusade against what they attribute to be the cause, which is guns, not the crazy kid.
Hang on for me. We'll continue this on the other side. Hang on. Truthboutguns.com. This is Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett continue, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says her faith shouldn't be on the table. He told reporters in Ohio faith should not be questioned, a lesson he learned in a previous election.
No, faith should not be considered. None. I don't think there's any questions about her faith. You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on. Anybody, no one's faith should be questioned.
Tech stocks led a surge as the market posted a six-week high on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 250 points to close up nearly a full percent. The S&P 500 gained 1.6% on the day. And the NASDAQ composite surged up 296 points, gaining 2.5% in the day's trading. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden hasn't answered questions about whether he would try to expand the Supreme Court if elected. That ambiguity doesn't sit well with Vice President Mike Pence. He told Fox News that the American people deserve to know if Joe Biden will try to change an institution like the Supreme Court.
It really is outrageous that on Friday, Joe Biden said that the American people don't deserve to know whether or not he's going to pack the court, a court that's been nine justices for 150 years. But here the liberals go. They're going to say, if we can't win by the rules, we're going to change the rules after the election. We're going to add seats to the court and obviate what Republicans are doing in their constitutional duty.
The Nobel Prize in Economics has gone to two American economists whose work improved auctions. Stanford professors Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson were awarded the prize Monday for what the Nobel Committee called improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. I have been told recently that I don't need a gun because the police are going to take care of me. Is that true?
Well, we've been told by all the smartest people for years that that's the case.
Oh.
So it must be true, right?
Well, that's why I'm asking. I mean, I believe everything the media says.
Well, it's not just the media. I mean, that's been the gun controllers and the anti-gun left's message, gosh, for at least a couple of decades now, since gun ownership and concealed carry laws started to loosen up across the country. And we've, you know, America went from about 150 to 200 million guns owned to well over 400 million guns owned. And the violent crime rate has been dropping steadily from 1992 till March of this year. ever told, hey, you know, don't worry about it. We've got police. Rely on them. Nobody needs a gun. Just call the police if you ever find yourself in trouble. But there's a problem with that, because all the same people who were telling us that for years and years are now the same people who are saying that police are racist and they're violent and they need to be defunded. And, oh, yeah, they're also pulling the police back and keeping them from doing anything about rioters or looters or Antifa types or violent BLM protesters. So we've got a spike in this country in gun-related crimes and violent crimes in general, starting in March, then accelerating at the end of May with the death of George Floyd. So the people who are telling you don't call the police or don't own a gun, call the police, now are saying defund the police, and they're making sure that the police are less likely to be able to help you. So there seems to be a little tension there between those two messages.
Yeah. Well, first things first. Don't you know that George Floyd was a COVID-19 death?
Yeah, I think I did read that he tested positive.
Yeah, so that's what it was, and that makes the whole their whole argument is incorrect and invalid.
That said, the cop did sit with his knee on his neck for what, 8.5 minutes. No question about that. That had to have contributed. I'm not going to get into the I don't want to relitigate the George Floyd thing.
Right.
Whatever the cause of George Floyd's death, that was the spark that kicked off the entire BLM protest, riot, looting, burning that we've been seeing ever since.
Right.
And Mr. and Mrs. America have watched that. They've seen it on their televisions. Sometimes they've seen it in real life, and they've reacted accordingly. They're buying guns by the million. Another 1.6 million in September. And that's probably a low number. Again, that doesn't even count some. That's only the gun sales for which background checks had to happen.
Where are those coming from now? I mean, I go into gun shops and look at. Yeah, I mean, what are they selling? Because I've been trying to find another Gen 5 Glock 19.
It just shows you how fast and how hard the gun industry is working to fill demand. The reason those shelves are empty, but as soon as those guns come in the stores, phone calls are made to people who have put their names in and ordered them, and they go right out the door.
Right out the door. They never make it to the case, do they?
They're all spoken for.
Yep. So I guess to a certain degree, it's testament. I know all of these, the gun companies and the ammunition companies, they're all running three shifts, 24 hours a day, probably 7 days a week, just trying to, I guess, to be behind.
Yeah, they're doing everything, and they can't meet the demand. The demand exceeds exceeds capacity in almost every instance.
But at the same time, while all of this is happening, we want the police defunded. And, if this were to stop tomorrow, right, if all of a sudden there was no more of these murals being painted and no more of these attacks happening, do you think the cops are going to go, oh, well, everything's back to normal?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
There are many
damage is done.
Damage is done. The cops have been denigrated, derided, called racist, and in many cases they have been defunded. They've been defunded here in Austin. They've been defunded in New York. They've been defunded in Portland. They've been defunded in Seattle. There's cities all across the country, in Los Angeles, cities all across the country where they have actually defunded the police. They've cut their funds way back, which means fewer cops in the street, longer response times, and fewer people in blue who are going to be there to respond to emergency situations.
Right.
And people aren't stupid. They know this. They read this. They see it on their TVs.
Well, I mean, let's take away all the whole stuff about money and defunding and all this other stuff. How many people want to be cops now? How many people are willing to actually go out there and go to the calls? No.
Yeah.
I would get out there and I'd be looking for a job as a radio host somewhere or something.
Yeah. What if, God forbid, you have to pull a trigger and actually shoot somebody?
Yeah.
And even worse, what if that person doesn't happen to be the same race that you are? What if you're black and he's white? What if that, even worse, what if you're white and he's black? That could be the end of your professional
future.
Life. Yeah, your professional life, your future, all your finances could be ruined, and you could end up in jail.
Yeah. So, I mean, I sit back and I look at this stuff, but at the same time, those two things combined are indicative to me that we're going to have to be a little more self-reliant going forward, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's exactly the conclusion that people are coming to. You know, we've always preached that you are your own first responder. In the best of times, with fully funded police forces and as many cops as they can put on the streets, there's no possible way a cop could be there to help you in time to stop something really bad from happening.
Right.
What was average response time was, something like 5 minutes nationwide? Well, let's say it was even 2.5 minutes. Let's say it was that quick. A whole lot of things could happen in 2.5 minutes. It doesn't take long for somebody to knife you, pull a trigger, hit you with a baseball bat. Very bad things can happen in a very short amount of time. You truly are your own first responder. And that with fewer cops willing or able to help, that's more true than ever.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. Everything we're talking about today is right there on the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. You guys have a breakdown, sort of a forensic breakdown of what has been found out regarding Breonna Taylor's, the incident involving her shooting. And, you know, there's been some things come out about this particular incident, primarily that she was on the warrant. She was not in the bed getting shot while she was asleep. And, that, you know, sort of looks like she might have been involved in some activity. None of which, of course, means she should have died. But she's sort of been deified, hasn't she?
Well, she has. I'm still not clear because I haven't read all the documents that came out from the recordings that came out from the grand jury that released on Friday. But this was still a mess, and there's still conflicting reports from between what the police say happened, what the neighbors say happened. Some neighbors say they announced themselves. Some neighbors say they didn't announce themselves. This is just a continuing the word I want to use can't be used on the radio, so I won't do that. But yeah, it's that kind of show, and it's just a mess. It's all part of the never-ending war on drugs. It's part of issuing no-knock raid warrants, and apparently. While they had a no-knock warrant in this case, they didn't use it that way. They say that they knocked and announced themselves. apparently one neighbor says they heard them, heard the police announce themselves as police. The boyfriend in the house who opened fire and shot one of the cops in the leg says he did not hear that. Again, this is the middle of the night, and they were asleep when this all started happening. And they both got up and came out of bed. As soon as the first cop came through the door, the boyfriend shot the first cop in the leg. That's when the cops behind them opened fire and say all they saw was a dark blur. They didn't, you know, they weren't sure what they were shooting at. It's just a mess. I'm not sure we're going to find get to the bottom of this ever.
Well, I mean, it would really have been good if they had body cameras on. Did they have them and we just haven't seen any footage of this, or?
No, apparently they were not wearing body. First of all, they were in plain clothes.
Right.
They weren't driving a police car or a marked car. They're in plain clothes and they did not have body cameras.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about their approach and everything. Sometimes in a real crime area, if the police are coming, they will be notified as the police are headed in.
Yeah, I fully understand that.
And the only thing about this is, if I were a cop and I were on a team and they were like, all right, we're going to go in there, we're going to do a no-knock raid, everybody's going to come home, you know, all this other stuff, I'd be like, are we going to have a supervising officer on site? Are we going to have body cameras on to protect ourselves? Because that's what it boils down to. And then I'd get the rules of engagement, which, you know, I think they're pretty standard as far as police officers are concerned. And then there's a lot more protective measures I'd be wanting to take if I was a police officer going on one of those.
I couldn't agree more. I can understand driving in an unmarked car. I can probably understand being in plain clothes given certain circumstances. I'm not sure if they're appropriate in this case or not. But whatever I'm wearing, I want a body camera on me, because that's likely to be the only defense you have if something goes wrong, as it did in this case.
Right.
And I don't want there to be any ambiguity. Even with body cameras, sometimes they don't show because, you know, they're moving around fast and it's blurry. And,
sure.
And it's not always definitive as to what happened, but at least it's something. At least it'll get the audio. You know, it would have heard them knocking on the door saying, police, open up, that kind of thing, if they had them on. I don't see why you can't be in plain clothes and have a body camera, too.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of those guys with the plate carriers and everything, they have rip-away identifiers that they can put on that show that they are, in fact, law enforcement. The thing is with them, though, I mean, as I think about this, I'm getting to the point to where I might want to have a body camera on me when I'm walking around the street.
Well, a lot of people are doing that. Not so much walking around the street, but, you know, a lot of people are installing those in their cars.
I've got one on front and back.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, people don't want there to be a question as to what happens in the case of an accident. If you should happen to somehow run into a protest and somebody approaches your car, that could be documented. A lot of people are installing those in their vehicles.
I just want to have one on the front of my vehicle, because that I've seen a couple of these guys where they stand off with a vehicle and their guns out. They have got guns out. And I hate to say this, but if somebody pulls out a gun because I'm just driving down the street and they're like, this is a protest, nobody's coming through, and they pull a gun out on me. Let's just say I'm pretty sure they haven't gone to some of the defensive shooting classes I've gone to. I'm going to be a little nervous about them, because they obviously are quite nervous about being where they are. They've gone, you know, they've gone guns out, guns up, whatever, however you want to put it. And Yeah, I'd want a camera. I'd want a camera up and running.
At that particular moment. Yeah. I don't have one in my car, but I've certainly thought about it. And from what I understand, they are selling Fast and Furious through places like Amazon and other outlets.
Get one that goes front and back, because that will come in more handy than you can imagine, because I'm not worried so much about the sides, but front and back is where they seem to want to come in on you.
Did you see the video that came out of Florida last week of that guy who opened fire?
Yes, we were supposed to talk about this. We didn't even get to talk about that because I don't know why, because I guess I forgot. But, he had a camera going front, back, and on him.
Right.
Have you found anything else out about him? Are they going to get him charged now? What's up with him?
Not that I've heard yet, but I cannot believe that won't happen, given the video that I saw.
Yeah, he seemed awful quick on the draw with that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since all he had to do was step on the brake.
Yeah, and get
situation
away from
the diffused.
Guy.
Yeah, situation diffused. So,
yeah, couldn't agree more.
Anyway, interesting times we live in, Dan. It is an interesting time to be in the United States. But those of you who are interested in the kind of stuff we talk about when Dan comes on the show, this is all coming off of the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. It is one of the most prolific gun news websites out there. When I say gun news, I mean political, I mean reviews, I mean, personalities, industry news, the entire spectrum of what happens in the United States in the gun world, not just one or the other, all of that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
As always, thanks for having us, sir.
Yes, sir. It is my pleasure. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.